Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with, or you're transferring over?
Yeah, I have a Miss Adrienne Sullivan. Last name is S-U-L-L-I. V as in Victor. A
I got it.
Alpha.
A-N. And then the phone number of 864-451-3446.
46, correct. Miss Sullivan, he'll take you from here. Thank you so much. Guys, happy holidays.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you for
happy holidays.
Hi, Mrs. Sullivan. My name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorder line. How are you doing today?
I'm making it.
That's good. I understand that. Well, we'll get through this quick. I do apologize because I'm going to ask you a bunch of the same questions that they probably just asked you, but we'll get through it quickly. And you would like to see if you want to meet the criteria to participate in the Harold Lecture lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes.
All right. And you do not already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No, I don't.
All right. And then you can affirm that you do not, you have not sought legal representation or had signed any documents with another firm, correct?
No, I have not.
All right. And then it was you that did use the hair straightening chemicals in the last 20 years or relaxers?
Yeah.
All right. And then it was you that was diagnosed with the cancer, unfortunately, after using hair relaxer. Was that endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
Marin, I'm sorry to hear that. Roughly, when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
That was in 2024, January.
January of this year? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And what's the doc? What doctor did you, what was the facility's name or the doctor's name that diagnosed you? What did you say? I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. My mind is not right right now. Excuse me.
You're good. You can take your time.
My name is Kimberly Holloway.
Kimberly. What state is she in?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll find her right now. And she is a gynecologist and address of... ZZ330C Pelham Road, A, Greenville, South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Interesting, that ZZ address. And then that must be the suite number. And then let me put this there. 1 second. And you were
ZZ.
Yeah, it has ZZ in the address. I don't know why. Where did you see Kim Holloway at?
That was a Pelham Road in Greenville at the Prisma Health Center.
Prisma? Okay.
Memorial. Greenville Memorial.
Greenville.
Memorial
Hospital. Okay. Oh, I see it right here. Okay. I'll put on Grove Road. That's where you went, right? On Grove?
You put Grove. No, Pelham Road.
Pelham,
they have two facilities now.
Okay.
They have one, the old hospital. That's where you go when you're in the hospital. And then there's the gynecologist's office.
Okay.
It changed a lot, you know.
Okay, so I think it was this one then. Hold on. Yeah, 330C Pelham Road, eh?
330 Pelham Road. Number A.
Yeah.
Number
it has
A, Greenville.
It has
29615. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 29615. Yep, that's it. It has it listed as 330C. I'm just going to put that down for Dr. Kimberly Holloway, and she's a gynecologist. It has it with a ZZ, but I'll leave that off there. Is that you remember it as 330, correct?
I have my doctor's.
No, you're good. Okay. Oh, I see. It's ZZ is, I don't know why it says ZZ. It's fine. This works. I'm going to put it on 330C Pelham Road. I don't know why it has the ZZ in it. When I look at them, ZZ or that.
So many, the fact that they have so many prison health care is.
Yeah, it can be. I haven't seen that. It almost shows up like the city, but okay. We'll skip. We're good. And then you were not, of course, diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, right?
No.
Merit. And then you did use the hair relaxer or any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
Yes.
And on your average, how many times did you use it? Was it like 5, 6, 7, 10? 6
8 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I have to do a retake.
So every 6 to 8 weeks, so every about 6 times a year, so bimonthly or so, let's say. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And Adrian, what is your date of birth?
4/5/81.
12/5/81, and you've never been diagnosed with breast cancer?
No, not 12, not 12, 4,
oh,
the number 4.
4, 5, April 5th, 81.
Yeah, April the 5th.
Okay.
April.
If we do happen to get disconnected, I'll call you back from a 949 number. I don't think we will, but if we do, I'm just letting you know.
So
and then
trying to call. So
oh, that's why. Okay. That's okay. No worries. Yeah, I thought it's okay. And then you've never been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, correct?
No.
And then do you know any other family members or friends that were injured after using the hair relaxer products?
No.
Okay. And then what state did you mainly use the hair relaxer products in?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay. And when did you start using the product? Just year-wise.
About 9 years ago?
All right. Let me do the math.
Yeah.
20. It's about 2000.
2015.
Okay. And then when did you stop using the hair relaxers?
In 2024.
Okay. I gotcha. And then that you use them consecutively for those 9 years?
Yes.
And did you do it at home or get it done at a salon?
I did it at home.
Okay. All right. And was it L'Oreal Dark and Lovely Motions Organic Root Simulator?
It was I just remember
the brand
the
name.
African Bride. Yeah.
Which one? Was it L'Oreal? ORS olive oil, TCB, Affirm, Cantu Shea Butter, Just For Me.
I think it was olive oil. It had olive oil.
Okay.
It was
African flat. Okay, you're good. And you don't have any empty bottles or receipts, correct?
No.
No, you're good. No worries about that. This one is worded a little weirdly.
You throw that whole box away when you finish.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, I know. It always makes me laugh a little bit because who keeps the bottle, you know? And then your cancer, this word is worded like slightly confusingly. Your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then what treatments have you received for the cancer?
I've had chemo.
Mm-hmm.
I've had put me on medication, and then I had the hysterectomy done.
Sorry, okay. Surgery.
That's
fine. It's fine. And then when did you start getting treatment? Was it pretty soon after you were diagnosed?
March. I think
March.
March 11.
Okay. Let me put that down. I'll put 3/11. Oops, I almost put 3/31. So 3/11, and that was 2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you also treated at the same hospital?
Yes.
At Kimberly Holloway's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let me just come put the address in here again. On Pelham Road, right?
Yes, that's on Pelham.
Okay. I got her phone number right here. 1 second. And then I know we are speaking about female reproductive cancers and hair relaxer products, of course, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank you so much.
My voice makes sense.
No, it is not. It is not that I ask everybody, and I know already that 99% of the people I'm talking to are going to be female, as we're dealing with ovarian and uterine cancer. So, you know, not a lot of guys have that.
Yes.
And then
nowadays we don't know Robbie.
Yeah, true. Well, I think that's the only reason I have to ask, just to be, you know, safe. But and then Adrian is Adrianne.
Yes.
And then also last name Sullivan, Sullivan.
Yes.
And then here's another one that I have to ask. You are not a junior, senior, second, third, fourth, correct?
No.
Okay. And then what is your social?
249-473-816.
You said 249, right?
Yes.
Okay. 249-473-816. Okay. And then email I have is asballenger9@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, they put a spelling error in there. They had a C-P-O-M. Okay, I'll fix that. And then this is the best number to reach on, 864-451-3446.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you, what's the best time, morning, afternoon, or evening?
It will mainly be in the evening. We kind of been going back and forth. No.
Okay.
Probably in the evening. After lunch.
No, yeah, no worries. And then you, of course, in Maryland. And what is your best physical address?
In Marie Street, Greenville, South Carolina, 29609.
296. And what was the street name? What was the street name it cut out in the very beginning? I'm sorry.
It's the number 10, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Street, Greenville, South Carolina, 29609.
I got everything but Marie Street. No, I got it now this time. And then this is a house, correct?
No, this is where's the townhouse.
No, but it's not an apartment or anything like that, right?
No
number. Okay, just 10 Marie Street. Okay. I just want to make sure. Set everything right. And then that is in Greenville. 29609. Yeah. And then there are medical records to support your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you don't happen to have a copy, but the doctors will?
No.
Okay. No worries.
Not at this time.
No, you're good. No worries. And then would you like to leave an emergency contact? It is not necessary.
It's not necessary. You can reach me.
Okay. No worries. All right.
If not, leave a voicemail. I'll get back.
Yeah, you're good. I'm gonna text you. I'm going to send you a document here in a second. We'll complete that. And then I'm going to also text you my information. So if you do know anybody that was injured, you can always give it to them too. Or if you don't hear from the attorneys in about, I would say a little after New Year's, just I would say usually 7 days, but probably 10 days now, but they'll probably reach out to you in 48 hours. But if you don't hear back from them, you can always reach out to me. But let me confirm all this, and then I will send you all the paperwork, okay?
Good, that'd be great.
Yeah, and it'll only take a second to the document. And then you would like to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, do not have an attorney, and you did use the hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years, that is correct?
Yes.
And then Adrian,
so you all are like my attorney.
Yes, I will be. Once I send you this paperwork and we complete it, the attorneys will start pulling your records, and then they will start getting the case started for you. So they will pull the records to substantiate the claim, and then it's also giving them permission to reach out to you with the paperwork I'm going to send you here after I confirm all this.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And then I'm going to give you their information too in a text once the reports are done. And then, unfortunately, Adrian, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that would have been around the beginning of 2024. I just put January 2024. Does that sound somewhat correct?
January, March.
You want me to put March? I'll put March 1st then. March 1st of 2024. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer somewhere around like March 1st, March of 2024.
Yes.
And then you went to diagnosing doctor, was Dr. Kimberly Holloway at 330. And it has C, Pelham Road A, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. And then I have her number down here. That is all correct.
Okay. Can you put March the 11th? Because that was the day before my son's birthday. So, I remember.
That's when you were diagnosed?
Yes, that's the year I was diagnosed. Yes.
Yeah, 3/11/2024.
Yes.
Okay. No, you're good. All right. 1 second. And then I'm going to change the, and then when would you say the treatment started? Was it how long after you're diagnosed? You said just a few days?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put 3/14 as the treatment starting date.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because I was like, I know I put 3/11 down because 3/11 is when my sister-in-law got married. That's the only reason I remember that. I remember it clearly. It's a good day. So yeah, unfortunately, diagnosed 3/11 of 2024, Dr. Kimberly Holloway at Pelham Road, 330C Pelham Road, and then I have her phone number here, and she's in Greenville, South Carolina, 29615, correct?
Yes.
All right. Of course, you're not Louisiana, Kentucky, or Tennessee. You did use the hair relaxer products for more than 4 or more times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer. And on average, you'd use hair relaxer about 6 times per year. That is correct?
Yes.
All right. And then you, of course, are a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right. And then birthday is April 5th, 1981, and you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. That is, those are both correct?
Yes.
4/5/81, and then don't know anybody that was injured by the hair relaxer, which is fine. And then started using hair relaxer 2015, stopped using 2024, use it bi-monthly or monthly or so, and that was for 9 consecutive years.
Yes.
All right. And then you did all the treatments at home, no bottles, which is fine. And then you use the ORS olive oil to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, that's the concentrated olive oil.
Yep.
African
fried,
restart, yes.
Yep, I gotcha. Yep, yeah, you're good. And then all that is correct. And then your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. That is correct?
Yes.
All right. And then, I just have to confirm all these one last time. Chemo, medication, and then the hysterectomy. Treatment data I have is 3/14 of 2024. And then treating Dr. Kimberly Holloway. And so then same address of Pelham Road. And then same phone number. That is all correct?
Yes.
And then you are, of course, a female. First name, Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N-N-E. Last name, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. And is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
That's fine.
249-249-47-3816.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. And then email is asballenger9@gmail.com. And this is the best number to reach on, and it is a cell phone, and best time to reach you would be evening or like after lunch.
Evening, yes.
Okay. Oh, that is right, though, the email. The email is correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ballinger?
Yeah, A.S. Ballinger. Yep, 9. All right. Mm-hmm. And then best address for you is 10 Marie Street in Greenville, South Carolina. And that is, that's the state of Maryland. Whoops. I don't know why I had it as that. And you mainly use the product you said South Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. 1 second. Let me confirm the last thing. And then there are records that can confirm your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I wrote Maryland on here. Where did I write Maryland? Or was it South Carolina? Yeah, no, it was South Carolina. Okay.
I always wanted to go there, but no.
Yeah, I don't know how I got Maryland. What am I doing? Oh, because I saw, you know what it was? I saw Kim Holloway, MD. I thought that was Maryland.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text right now.
Okay.
Make sure I fix that. Yeah, I did fix it. South Carolina. Okay. Yeah, I was like, Greenville is not in Maryland. That's in South Carolina. And then you should get the text right now. Yeah, it'll say, my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign. You'll want to click on that link. That'll open up to the text message. And when that opens up, it'll just want to say yes or allow for consent. Once you do that, you will see a agree button or a continue button. You'll want to hit that, and then it'll say start signing, and then you'll hit start. And then from there, that'll take you in the document, and then you'll... Huh?
Okay. Slow down for me.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's a full term and condition. I hit yes.
Yeah, hit yes. Yes to allow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then after that... Yeah, hit the continue or the agree. And then you should see a yellow start after the yellow continue.
It's like, please sign.
Yeah, and then it'll say, please sign. There might be a box that you check that says, I agree, and then you'll have to hit the start signing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're good. There is no rush on this. I'm sorry I was going so fast. And then...
No, that's fine.
And then it should take you right to the first signature field. It'll be like a yellow box. You can tap on it, and then it's going to ask you to draw your signature. You can either draw it, or you can do select style, and then once you do either one, adopt and confirm, and then it will save it. And then on the rest, you just have to tap. There's like two or three after you do the first one.
Okay.
And of course, take your time. And then once you hit finish, let me start sending drafting up a text too for you. Hold on.
Oh, this is horrible.
Oh, as long as it is not like a line or anything, don't worry. As long as an attempt is made. That's what I suggest sometimes too to people. It's because like the, what's it called? Not adopting consumer. The select style one, it's always, it like selects like a computerized style for you. So it's always a clean signature or initials. But
okay.
It is also fun to draw it yourself, so I do get it. And then
okay. I finished.
Oh yeah, let me see. Yeah, 1 second. No, I didn't get an email. If you hit finish and it took you up a page, you might have missed a signature. Oh no, I got the email just now.
Okay.
Never mind. You're good. It was slow on my end.
Kind of slow. It might be slow on my end too.
No, I think it's my fault. Hold on, let me send you the text.
We'll continue.
No, you're good. It wants you to make a DocuSign account. You don't need an account. And a copy got sent to your email. And then let me know once you're on back to your text. I'm gonna send you a text right now. That is my direct number, the text you just received. Miss Sullivan. I put the lawyer's number in there. They're going to call you probably in about 10 days just because of the new year is coming up. I would usually say a week, but probably about like 10 or more days. They might reach out even sooner though. But if you don't hear from them, you can always reach out to me on that number. I text you from that 949 number and I can always transfer you over to them or get you an update. But yeah, they're going to start pulling the records.
Do I put your name?
You can say my number.
You down
as Jeremy Perlman. You can put me as hair relaxer lawsuit, whatever you'd like. But the attorneys should be reaching out to you from that 909 number. But if you don't hear from them in about 10 days, please do reach out to me. Basically, if you don't hear from them by January 2nd, 2025, call me. About 10 days. And then, yeah, you have my number, so do save it. Because you shouldn't need to, though, to reach out. They should reach out to you probably, like I said, in like 24 to 48 hours. But I do thank you so much for your time, Adrian. Yeah.
So that work on Christmas Eve.
No, that's what I was going to say. No, as I said that, I was like, yeah, no, it's not going to be. I would say they'll probably call you.
Oh, my.
Usually it's 24 to 4. If I can get it verified today, they might call you today. So I don't know, though. It depends how quick the compliance team is here. But
okay.
So might be today, but I would say probably look out for like what I said, like probably closer to the new year. But you have my number if you don't hear from them. So always reach out to me. And then, yeah, I do thank you for your time. I'm very sorry for what you're going through because the hair relaxer very well could have caused this cancer. And they will help you get this old claim settled and started and get you the compensation that you are owed. But I do thank you for your time, Ms. Sullivan. You have a wonderful holidays. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.